Okay, let's see. Let's get started. We'll pray, and then we'll jump in with some LipSat stories, and then Sarah Marie's got some events updates for us. So, Father, I feel so grateful for the morning. Thanks for the season that is coming up as we rolling back into things. A lot of new stuff is starting up. It is chaotic. It is busy, but there's also a lot of opportunities to start some new rhythms, meet some new people. We pray for these next few weeks as our community gets bigger. Perhaps people I haven't seen in the summer are coming back. New people we've never met are arriving. I just pray that you would bless these next few weeks, our contacts, our conversations, our invitations, that it would all be for your glory and for your kingdom. You would use those relational spaces to bring people into closer proximity to you and relationship with you, and for us to even move us forward in our relationship with you in the process of all those things. Pray you bless the events that we have coming up and the tables and the Palooza and fall retreat, the fall launch, all those things, God, that we would use those not just as an event to check the box and we did it, but we'd see great things happen. Pray for our kids this year too, as they integrate into new sports, new classes, new friendships, that you would bless them as little lights into your world. And we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see. Does anyone have any LiveSense stories? Anything interesting happening in the space of you, your family, friends lately?
Got a few new grad students on the ground already, and one of them's been going through a really tough time, and I feel like in the providence of the Lord was able to find out and same day go get groceries and do a few other things, and felt like yeah, if it weren't for the church, what would she be doing? You know, the there is a great pantry on campus called the Mason Blue Cupboard, but yeah, just feeling grateful for the church and our ability to like care for one another, and that, no, she's brand new, times are tough, and she knew that the church was a place that she could go. So feeling grateful for that.
I've been trying to have a few people in the serving box on my LiveSat connection card or bookmark thing, and but they're kind of those folks that are in that space of they don't have a lot of physical needs most of the time, right? They're doing just fine, good job, nice house, all those kinds of things, and so it's a little harder to find those opportunities to serve. And so one of them just had a baby, so we're trying to press into being able to help with that, and it seems like a slow process. But another one, just the family all got COVID this week, and so just kicked in with some extra lawn mowing services, and I tried to turn the corner to bringing meals, but it didn't happen. But we're working on it. They're like, I just want to just the husband was finally able to get out of the house, and it makes you like, I'm gonna take an excuse to get back out of the house. It's like, yeah, makes sense, makes sense. Thought we got a chance to see him twice. So these are our friends and our son Timothy. So see how that goes. Any other stories out there? Okay, let's see. Sarah Marie, can we move on to you with updates on events and announcements? Good morning, Chase. Might have caught her at just the wrong time. Sam Marie, do we lose you? Let's see. Okay. She'll jump on. Hopefully she'll jump back on in a second, or we'll get her audio back. Okay. I wanted to
I'm sorry. I watched
bat
it.
phone.
Church phone this morning. So two of us answer the church phone anytime it rings through, and we allow some phone calls on Sunday morning saying, what time is your service at?
Yes, it's a good time to answer the phone.
Yeah. So, hey, I want to thank you all for being here and tell you a little bit about what to expect coming up. Today is our last Sunday of mission weeks. So, there'll be a little bit during service and then our final summer home group that is also mission week related tonight, where we'll be talking about the Live Sent tool and just really thinking through how am I living sent. So, would love to encourage you to continue to engage with how am I living sent even after mission weeks. And then starting next week, we have our first of our three kickoff Sundays, no, fall launch Sundays. I'm not supposed to call it kickoff Sundays anymore. And they are the three Sundays where we see the most new people or the most returning people join us here at New Life Church. And for what these three Sundays look like, the first two are going to be more traditional. Imagine donuts at tables and kind of chatting and catching up with people. And we could use help from you and your groups again this year with setting up the tables and the signs and putting them away. This frees our campus and city staff up from having to think about those things and just focus on new people. So, expect to hear from me, seeing if any of you or your group are available to help with that. It's pretty easy. You show up a little early, and then typically most of us are hanging around chatting when it's time to clean up anyway. So, those are our first two Sundays. Balloon animals will be back from what I hear. Donuts are back, and I think there'll be some other snacks at the city table. So, encourage you to stick around and then prioritize connecting with people you've never met before or people you're like, ooh, I haven't seen you in a hot minute. I think Joel's going to talk a little bit more about invitation to group spaces at that time in a minute, but wanted to put that in front of you. And then the third fall launch Sunday is going to be our Sunday Palooza. It is back. It is going to be excellent again. City staff has never gotten as many compliments across the board as we have for our Palooza. So, bounce houses, ice cream truck, pizza, cornhole tournament, and more will be there for that. So, look forward to those things. All three are invitational, all three are an opportunity to connect more with new people on the ground or invite people in from your circle. One other event I wanted to tell you about was coming up a week from 6 days from now, the 20th, no, 26th, the 26th. And that is our fall launch dinner and rally. And it is from 5 to 8 p.m. here at the church. It's free and for people of all ages. The first hour from 5 to 6 is an opportunity to reconnect with people who've been out of town or haven't seen in a while and enjoy free family dinner together. And then from 6 to 8, we have content, worship through music led by Joanna and company. There'll be opportunity to talk about Sunday hospitality. We'll be praying and sharing our city and campus goals for the year and spending more time together. So I think it's going to be really great. The fall launch team, we put it together because we saw a need for people to reconnect after the summer, even if you didn't go anywhere, the summer is pretty crazy. And it's hard to I think we all look to the summer as a promised land. I was like, yeah, let's hang out this summer. And then, we're not always able to do it. And so, a good opportunity to reconnect and then really get envisioned and be worshipful going into the fall. Because if we're not based on worship, if we're not centered on Christ, what does any of it even matter? So, fall launch dinner and rally next Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. I think that anything else you want me to talk about, Joel?
Well, I think that covers all the main ones.
There's a lot coming up. You're going to get an email from me with all of that information and always check your bulletin. But just want to make sure that you know what's going on, that you can communicate it to your groups. And then if you have any questions or I can support you in some way, let me know.
Sweet. Thanks so much, Jim. I appreciate it. Wanted to take a few minutes, not an extensive amount of time because I have other things we do need to get to this morning. But I'm open for more conversation if you have it. If this topic opens up a bunch of things, we can maybe talk more on it. But just the summer debriefing on the summer in general, how did you perceive things? We had two really connection initiatives that we attempted, both for the second time. One was the Sunday social after church, and then the other summer home groups. The social was pretty similar to what we had done, except we have intentionally tried to put in more of a capstone event for each month. But the home group was, I think, different, quite a bit different than last summer. We got two of them. My experience of them was quite a bit different too. So just curious to see what you guys thought. If you, even if you didn't go firsthand, did you hear anything, or even reasons people wouldn't go? Any of those kinds of things would be helpful for us. We're probably highly likely to do some variant on both again next summer. That is our strong leading at this point. So we're really fishing for how do we do that as well as possible.
I think
I don't know. I thought. Oh, go ahead, Kara.
okay. I was gonna say I thought summer home groups were great. I think a lot of our group went, like, that I heard of, either to the Wednesday or to the Sunday. One thing that in hindsight, like, I think we could have done a better job of was inviting people to lead. I don't think I even realized that people could sign up to lead until like halfway through the summer, which totally was me probably missing an announcement. But I think that, anyways, in terms of like supporting it, I think we could have actually like rallied a little harder to support them. So, but I liked them.
Where are the best spaces to make such an invite, Kara, in your world?
Maybe even like a direct text to me, Anna, or Nate, or did other people see it? I probably just missed it. Was it in an email or something?
Email.
We did one or two emails, but then a fair bit of invites during the group space itself. But probably hit or miss too. So, but that's great. Like a direct invite to say, hey, come jump on.
And I would say we might not have been as like aggressive with the invites as normal, only because part of our goal this summer was to help you all have less to do and rest some. But yeah, we didn't end up with as many volunteers as we expected, and I think you noticed that.
Yeah, I was just going to
Any
say
other thoughts?
that I only went a couple times, and I think the content of the time and who came represented well and was great discussion. I don't know. I kind of felt like attendance was less this year, but maybe it's because we split into two. So your threshold amount of people who were there was smaller, which I don't know. I can see a plus and a minus to that. And I definitely, besides staff families, I don't think I saw many people with kids. That's just an observation. So, yeah.
Yeah, the kids family dynamic, it's definitely one of those ones. Personally, I feel like we need to try to figure out. It was it, it it's open, it's an invitation. We're saying to people, you're welcome to come, but the accessibility factor is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a huge challenge. We enjoyed coming, and I felt like the Sunday one was really well attended on the weeks that I did go, but they were all kind of earlier in the summer. I haven't been in the last little bit. But I feel like, yeah, kids is still really a challenge because I can let my big kids go and do something because they're not really engaging with this, I feel like. But my younger, I mean, Tommy, in that age and younger, I feel like that's real hard because they're not going to sit. And they're used to, like, in our home group, being able just to go and play, right? So I would say that's something we really need to kind of hone in on if we want
That was better.
families.
Emily, was that better last summer for your age group with the outdoor piece? About the
Maybe a
same.
little bit, but I think it depends on like how comfortable are you just letting your kids go. I mean, I can do that at
Near the
church
big
and feel
street.
Yeah, I'm like, it's fine. Like, they are used to being here. But if someone was new or had smaller kids, then I think it's a real challenge. So I wonder if, do we need to have one of these groups have something like for the kids?
Yeah. It's like an idea I've been kicking around is, I really want all of them to be open, but it might be that, you know, we try to provide something. We can really probably only do it on one night and one. Two.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I love Sunday socials. I think that's great. And I think the big events once a month make it even better.
Great. Thanks, Emily. Carol, is that you?
Yeah, I'm going to throw something in, even though I've been a little absent this summer. We just are gone a lot. And so I feel like, you know, I might not have the best picture of things. First of all, like, I just really enjoyed having options when I did have time. Like, hey, it's summer, there are things I can go to. So I just want to commend us for having that available, because many summers it feels a little more hollow. So that was a lot of fun. I went to a couple of summer home groups, really enjoyed meeting some new people. I'm pretty extroverted. I found at the two I was at, and I don't know if it changed because I went pretty early in the summer, but it would have been helpful to have kind of a greeter role, like somebody who, as you're wandering into this place that's not real defined, you know, it's not like a room where you're sitting in a, you know, a sanctuary or something. It might have been nice to have somebody say, hey, you know, I'm glad you're here. This is what we're doing, you know, because people were all just arriving at different times. The leader was, you know, starting to rally, or, you know, I'd get there a little bit early and then I'd notice people kind of trickling in who were sort of like, what are we doing? You know, so I just wondered if it could be like a, you know, if there could be a support role for hospitality almost, you know, that when people come, because it's not a regular routine, this is what we do every week, it might be nice to be like, hey, we're doing this. Why don't you go, you know, sit with these two people, or, you know, if there's, can I help you find a place to plug in, kind of thing. So that's just my 2 cents.
Yeah. It sounds like, especially for the group, the weeks that were non-standard, we weren't meeting in the math room.
Yeah. Like, I was at a park and then outdoors, and both of those, I was a little like, I'm not sure where to go or what's going on, or, you know, that kind of thing. So just a thought, but overall, great. So nice to have some options.
Speaking of options, I have a thumbs up from secondhand from people who hang out with students, because I don't. They enjoyed the Wednesday night home group, even if it was just for like something to go do, like midweek. I think, Carol, you mentioned like sometimes there's not much going on in the summer, and so it was nice for people to have that option. And for myself, I enjoyed having both options, because it's hard for me to do things on weekday nights. So it's good having both for working people and non-working people. So that was good.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. They seem pretty even too, in terms of attendance. Sunday, maybe a little more full, but good mix of city and campus too. Taking some notes. Okay, any other thoughts?
Only thought that I'm having is that, like, I'm somebody who really loves babysitting, so I'm just not going to speak for everyone, because I know that's not everyone, but I would be happy to, like, if there was like a childcare option, like, I would a lot of times like totally offer to like watch kids at the playground or something. So anyways, if there's like, in addition to a hospitality volunteer slot, anyways, I'm somebody who would volunteer for that, but I don't know how many people do.
That's great. We might presume it's too difficult, so we just don't even press in to try and get those volunteers. Some of it is you're transposing off of how difficult it is to get New Life Kids volunteers in the summer. But the schedules aren't exactly one-to-one in terms of the, some people might be available in an evening. I can't do a Sunday morning or whatever. Sometimes you got to ask. Okay, good. Thanks, everybody. I'm wide open to more thoughts on this. You know, we're gonna get some time before we re-implement them again. But we'd love to be thinking it through, because, like I said, our plan is to do it again next summer. So, let's see, let's move into city goals for 2023-2024. We have three goals. I'll put them in the chat here. We've been pondering these in city staff with our city advisory team, and we landed on these three. So let me just walk them through real quick. You'll probably hear them again at the launch. We'll definitely hear them again at the launch and throughout the fall here as we're praying together for these things. But we wanted to pick goals that would move us to the right work, both as a staff team and then as a community. What are the things that we really want to be about? And so the first goal is pretty simple. It's 150 adults and youth in home groups. We have kind of two dynamics happening right now at the same time. One is we have people that are coming back, and I would really like our community that exists with us, the people that are with us in some way, shape, or form relationally, to have a place to plug into in terms of a group. Last year, at the tail end of the year, we had about 120 adults and youth, I guess, that were attending a group on a semi-regular basis. And then we had about 40, 45 adults that were with us. We know relationally they're connected in some way. They're attending some things like church, maybe other events, prayer events, or things along those lines, but not plugged into a home group. And then we have new people coming that have never been here before and could really use a community. And so combine all those things, I wanted to try and press into both spaces, not just working on integrating new people, but making sure we do a good job inviting our whole community that already exists with us into spaces and providing them. So 150 adults and youth is a goal. It's a bit of a stretch goal at the moment, which we'll get to just based on the number of, I think, home groups we'll probably start off with. Another one is baptisms. In terms of evangelism, baptism, those are just core functions we want to be about as a church, telling people about Jesus, who he is, how he's impacted our life. And baptism is a fantastic metric to see how those things are happening. So 10 felt like a reasonable stretch. Like it's doable, but it won't be easy. A fair number of our people have already been baptized already. So, you know, the pockets really, generally speaking, are three. New people coming in that don't have a relationship with Jesus or haven't been baptized, our kids, in some cases that haven't been baptized, and adults that are with us that have never been baptized. Different conversations for all three, but I would like to have the opportunity for us to move all those things forward. And then the last goal is a prayer goal. It's really helping us to engage the lost, which is going to be one of our primary focuses as a church this year, engaging the lost. And so I think with a lot of our community, people have a desire to do that, but it can be hard. We have a small select few people that are fantastic at it. And the rest of us, it's just hard starting those relationships and moving into those conversations. And so we've been doing a lot to try to equip in that space. But this goal is that we would, as a community, would have 300 people we're actively praying for to come to know Jesus. So if each of us have three people that we're actively praying for, and about 100 of us participate, that consists of that goal. It seems overwhelming to be actively praying for three people every single day. So our thought at this point is to have 2 30-day moments or sessions, if you will, in each semester, where we're challenging people to have three people, come up with three people you're praying for every single day. Pray for them every day, maybe every day more like 5 out of 7, some grace, right? Like, and then for a season, for a 30-day season. And so we are leaning toward Advent, moving into Christmas or Thanksgiving around that season, and then leading and Lent, leading up to Easter in the next session. The idea would be we'd have a form you could fill out. So let's say Nate has his three people. He would just click on that form and he'd fill out the three. He could say exactly who they are. And I've got, you know, Sally Smith, and or he could be more generic and he could say, hey, it's my neighbor. I have my uncle on my mom's side. I don't know. It could just be a friend. Could be generic. The only thing we're going to use those, there's only two things we're going to use those names for. One is tracking this goal, and the other is prayer. And so our city staff, we pray for people every week when we get together. We probably will integrate this in our regular prayer routine as city staff, and just praying for the names of the people that our community are praying for. So those three goals. Any questions on those? Again, open to ideas and implementation on the prayer goal, particularly because we haven't launched, we didn't start it quite yet. So if you guys have thoughts on how to make that smooth or engaging, I'm wide open. Both now. Okay. 9 o'clock. Let's talk about home groups. So I think the summer was good. Seemed like people got a legitimate rest. There were group spaces, opportunities for people to get together. So this was the plan. If you recall, we would get into this rhythm where we rest over the summers and then we re-engage after Labor Day. And Labor Day is coming up. So I've been working on calling and texting and meeting with lots of people over the last a month to try to get a feel for what our groups look like in the fall. And let's see where to start. If you recall from last season, there were a couple things we were trying to achieve. One is making the group leadership dynamic easier, more accessible, so more people can be involved. The burden on each individual person is less. So breaking those roles into smaller chunks. And so rather than having one person who's just doing all of it, we would have different breakout roles. And so some person is facilitating group time, another person is dealing with the admin logistics. In fact, I came up with, let's see if I can find it, a list of, is it? Okay. A list of 12 different roles that I think could be active in any given group, most of which are optional, but some of which we would actually need. So I do need a point of contact for each group. I need someone who I can liaison with to pass information back and forth, to receive information from the group, see if there's any problems that we need to jump into on a pastoral level, just supporting the groups in general. We need a point of contact for new people. My hope is to have a website created in the next week, working with Dan Chen, very simple website that would just list our available open groups. And so let's say, if Kara was leading a group Thursday night, 6 p.m., and then contact Kara Ferguson and her info. Something super simple, but we would need a role. One of the roles in the group is a person who new people can contact to get involved in the group. Someone needs to facilitate. That doesn't mean that they have to lead that content every time. They could actually arrange that or rolling group of people to it. Our hope with the content is to make it, again, super simple. By default, I would say, let's follow the content of the sermons. Sarah Marie is working on trying to develop some content that we can just hand off as well. But our hope is, those of you that really long to do that, you can develop your own stuff. That's great. But if you just want to use what we've got or follow along, we can cast out questions and things like that. Trying to make it really easy just to lead through that content, because we're looking for good, robust conversations, not necessarily you guys having to spend 2 hours creating content every week. The group has to meet somewhere. The church is a viable possibility. Homes is obviously there too, so hosting and a bunch of other stuff. So like D group leaders, if the groups are breaking down into D groups throughout the course of the week. Worship, if you want, through music, prayer, outreach coordination, meal planning, content prep, if someone actually wants to prep content, social coordination, if you guys want to do fun things, so stuff like that. So my heart would be, we cast out an invitation to our teams and say, hey, would you be willing to help support these groups in some way, shape, or form? Here's a bunch of roles. We would love for you to find something that you're just great at and love doing. So that's the hope, is that the groups would have pretty diversified spread of leadership. And then we're looking at leadership teams for each of the groups. And it's just easier. It can get a little challenging if you're covering all the roles every week, got a long week, and you get to that spot and you're like, oof, okay, do I really want to go tonight? I don't, I just want to rest, right? So we want those groups and those communities to be really vibrant. They're so important. Those relationships are so important for our spiritual formation and integrating new people in, always becoming more like Jesus. So we want to do them well. I still have some open question marks with some individuals. I've got this multi-page list with a bunch of names and things I'm working through and taking my notes. We have a number of very competent leaders who are stepping back from leadership, or maybe stepping out of more of the primary leadership roles, maybe into support roles in this season for a number of different things, jobs, marriage, moving into more spiritual gifts, things like there's a lot of different things happening. And so I've been trying to juggle all those pieces. Here's what it's looking like in terms of the groups right now. I think that we'll have at least five to start. The group that my wife and I lead, the group that the Keiths are in with the Walcotts and the Costantinos, that sort of the Chow Spasowski group, the Salazar Gray group, and then our kind of our younger crew with the newish groups that started in the last 2 or 3 years. Parker Jansen's agreed to lead, but we need to come alongside him, support him. And ideally, I would really like that group to actually have two groups rather than one, because it's going to be huge on the front end. Sarah Pinto is on the call here, raising support, but volunteering a little bit of time. She's looking to do a women's D group. And I think that might actually fit as an integration underneath that that last group, potentially. We'll see how it plays. So didn't miss anybody. When you think about the city goals, 150 people in home groups, there's going to be a youth group as well that'll count. So I guess that's six. But when you think about getting 150 people in groups, groups of 15 are a little easier to manage than groups of 30. So we could use something a little more like 10 groups than five. So I want to move in that direction, but we work with what the Lord gives. So we have some really, really competent people. It'll be fun to start and see what he's doing. And I'm curious. Jay Bennett's coming off sabbatical November. I'm curious to see what he's thinking about with groups, because I know he was looking to try to get involved in moving another one forward. So we will see. It's action-packed. It's exciting. So for those of you who are in from a leadership perspective, there's a couple things you want to be doing right now, because we want to try to get the groups launched after Labor Day. By after Labor Day, I mean could be the week of Labor Day, it could be the week after Labor Day, something in that, probably that 2 week stretch is an ideal start time. If it can't happen, that's okay. But the idea is this is the time of the year we have people coming back and wanting to reintegrate, and we want a place for them. So that's the time to start, and it gives us enough time to hopefully prep. So you want to be reaching out to your people to invite them back in. We'll also be front stage telling people about how to access that group page. And so people can, they still can jump into a different group if they need to. You're welcome to encourage them if it works well for their time. But you, most of you have contact information for the people that were in your orbits. And we'll be supporting that with emails to the whole city, but reach out to them, let them know, hey, we're thinking about starting on such and such a date. Come join us. Here are the leadership spaces that we have filled right now. Here are the ones that are open, and we'd love for you to consider stepping in. And so that basic communication, try and coordinate, get the ball rolling. And I'm ready to support all those things if you need it. That's the basic overview on home groups at the moment. I'm probably leaving a ton of stuff out inadvertently, but what questions do you have? What are your thoughts wrestling with, things you could use to know?
So one thing, I sort of suspect that there might be people in our home group who, and you may already be doing this, but if you like send an interest form for leading, I sort of suspect there might be people who would say yes, or at least like to one of those kind of like roles. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, that is my thought. I was going to try to send something to the full city and say, hey, we've got these groups, but we could use to fill in these slots in the groups, or just if you're interested in filling these slots in general. Here they are. Any roles that you feel like I'm missing on that list?
I feel like those are really similar to what we did. Yeah, I don't. Nothing's jumping out.
Your names your names were more fun, but
that was just because we wanted to be more fun.
Other questions?
I have a question, Joel.
Great.
So are there any sort of consistencies that you want us to aim for across all the home groups? Maybe I know that we've had different things in the past where people maybe do every other week or every week to meet, but is there anything that you want to have us shoot for that's like, hey, we would love to see this be consistent across all the home groups?
I'm still feeling flexible. I think every other week is kind of a minimum rhythm. I guess I wouldn't probably shoot down a group that can only meet once a month, so to speak, but I think every other week is really much more ideal. I am in our group. It worked really well. Generally speaking, to just alternate every other week. And so we had the whole group together one week, and the next week our men's and women's groups met. We just alternated on that rhythm essentially. And if people missed one, generally speaking, they're still there 2-3 times a month and had a lot of good connections. And the breakdown into men's and women's times, or in potentially in D groups times, really goes a long way to moving the relational connections in the group forward. So it's just hard in a larger group context, especially if you don't know everybody. And even if the group is big, to really like get into your story and what's happening in life. And I found when I'm sitting across the table with 7 guys, we might have a much deeper conversation, and then actually moves the whole home group into deeper water when everybody's back together and Rose is leading our women's side. It just really, really helped. We have more regular rhythms. So I'm feeling flexible in that regard. I think it's hard to meet every week if you don't have the right team for it. I don't want people burned out. That doesn't achieve the point. But looking at something that meets regularly for the sake of the community. So good question. I'm still feeling flexible. Somewhere in that every week to every other week space. I don't know the option in the middle. It's once every, you know, third week. Well, every 8 days, a group meets. 9.5 days.
I had a question around, like, maybe this will come up as well, but as we're communicating it to our current group, like, what did we mention in terms of encouraging people to try out other groups? Or is the thought that most people would stay within their group and it would be like the outlier to change?
Go ahead. Sorry, Anna.
Oh, I was just going to say, mostly curiosity, but I remember in the spring, we had maybe talked about like doing a total reshuffle, reorganization of groups.
Yeah, I'm not attempting to randomize the groups or reshuffle them. I don't think that's a good outcome at the end of the day. So I'm really not attempting to shuffle the deck, I guess, in some way, shape, or form. But I do want us in a cultural space where it's no problem to change groups. So as you're casting out invitations, you're basically saying two things. You're welcome to join this one, or you're welcome to do another one. It's open. But I do think for the sake of our community, consistency where people want to be consistent is totally fine. We're not attempting that thing where we're just going to redo them, break them all, and just remix them all every time. That's not the attempt, but just two equally valid invitations. Come to this one or check out this web page with a bunch of other options. If people need to make a change, I don't want it to be that huge a deal. And if the schedule changes or work changes, I'd rather them be involved somewhere than not somewhere. But I also want them to be in the same community that they built and invested in if they choose.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Yeah, like presenting both as equal options.
Yeah. Thanks for checking.
I have a question. So when are the groups, I guess, going to be presented, or if people aren't in a group that want to be in a group, when is that going to happen? And if people want to change groups, like, when will that be presented and happen?
So I'm trying to get this webpage put together this week. And so as we begin to communicate here, beginning with the fall launch, there's probably going to be an email. We'll talk about it at the fall launch event, the kickoff launch, not kickoff, the launch rally. Kickoff's not an evil word, by the way, friends. We're just trying to be sensitive to the idea that not everybody's rhythm is the same as a college student. So, and then from Sunday, from the stage, we'll be talking about groups and getting involved in groups. And so think about, hey, there's this webpage, here's open opportunities. And so as we're just communicating in general, our communication is here are the open groups, come check them out. And as I'm following up with people, I'm going to be saying, hey, when are you available? Okay, here are your options. So that is a page I hope you can all easily find, that we would locate it easily on the website. And then you can find it. So as you're doing your own invitations to people, you can send them a quick link too. You can find it. So here, and know when the other groups are meeting potentially too. You might be reaching out to a friend or a coworker. They can't attend your group for whatever reason, or it doesn't make sense based on the location or stage of life or who knows what. And it's really nice to know when the other groups are meeting, so you can, and who the contact person is for those other groups, and I'll be listed there. So website goes out, and then every communication we have will be pointing back to this is the space where you can find out what groups are open. And then if a group is not open, if one of the groups is just straight up full, we would just pull it from that page. Does that answer the question now?
Yeah, sorry. Thank you. My okay. Car is really noisy, so sorry for the noise. But group contact person then kind of be tracking, like, oh, we have a new family who wants to join this group. I better let them know when we're like the details of meeting. So would the group contact person then be following that list that you're publishing? And just, you know, keeping track of like, oh, we've got some new families, you know, potentially joining our group. I better contact them. Or will you be like alerting each group to, hey, it looks like you've got some new families that want to, you know, come try your group out?
Yeah, I see two input routes. One is that group contact person, you know, let's say it's Kristen in your group. Her cell number, her email address are listed on the webpage, whatever she's comfortable with. And then, you know, new family comes and just calls her directly. I wouldn't even be involved in that. They just would call and say, hey, can we be a part of your group? And then she would know who they are. Hopefully she would keep track of them, invite them, make sure they have the information they need. The other path is through staff. So we're reaching out to people. I have coffee with Thomas, and that seems like a great fit. And so I say, Thomas, I think this group would be great for you. Kristen's the primary contact. Here's her information, but I'm gonna pass your information on to her as well. And then I would do that. I would send it on to Kristen and say, hey, here's a fellow I think would be great for your group. Here's his info. Would you mind reaching out to him? And so those two paths essentially. Kara got emails and texts from me all the time last year with, hey, I met someone. Can you invite them with the group? So okay. Those two routes.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Great question. Any other thoughts, questions, home groups? I'd love to make sure we're all feeling good, supported, understand the plan. Okay. Well, I'll be easy to find if you've got questions. Like I said, on the sort of city staff standpoint, I'm still working on trying to find other support people for the groups. And then I would like to potentially launch some other ones if we can down the road. So I'll keep posted on those things. Don't hesitate to send your questions to us if you have them. So next steps for you guys, you know, depending on what role you're filling in your group is, try to get those invitations out to your community, basically letting them know two things. Hey, our group is going to start again, whenever that is. And then the same invitation is hey, you can jump into another group too if it's convenient. If the website is available at that point already, then send that out. If not, say, let them know, hey, there's going to be a website available off the New Life page where you can see what open groups are happening. So that's, I'm actively working on that. Does anybody know, can you let me know if you know for sure when you're meeting at this point in time? I guess that the other step is I could use that info if you have it.
Emily, we don't have ours yet. We're going to try to nail it down this week.
What are your considerations? Are you thinking about Thursday, Sunday, Tuesday?
Probably not Thursday, because of sports stuff. It'd probably be either Tuesday, Wednesday. Sunday is kind of like a maybe. We haven't done that in a long time, so we'll see.
Okay, great. Emily Gray, how about you guys? Do you have a leaning? Is Sunday still a good?
We have not had a group-wide discussion, but we've always done Sundays every other week. So I'm assuming it'll stay Sunday evenings every other week. I'm assuming it'll stay that way, but we haven't discussed it as a group
yet. I would think so too, because everybody's routines are pretty well entrenched at that point in time. So it seems like it'd be a miracle to have it.
I don't know if we could do a weekday.
Okay, I just got a text from Rick saying Thursday is likely still. I'll check with Parker, but those groups that all met on Sunday night, I'm thinking it's likely that they'll stay Sunday. Could be wrong. Kara, Anna, have you guys heard any mumblings of different times that might be better? Or Sunday still the most likely?
I do not know.
Okay, just a question mark. Let's see. What else have we got here? That's who we've got. Okay. We're going to do Wednesdays, our group. Okay. All right. Anything else feel like we missed that we could use to cover? Kara, would you mind praying for us to close? And I'll let you guys go a little bit early and then get prepared for root beer floats in an hour or two.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for this beautiful morning. Thanks for the chance to meet together. And I thank you for a summer that was restful for my life. And I hope it was restful for other people's lives. Lord, thank you for opportunities to gather and for trying out new rhythms. And thank you for the ways you bless them. Thanks for the people who came. Thank you for the ways that people were transformed by those groups, ways we know and ways we might not know yet. And I just thank you and give you the glory for what you've done this summer. And I do petition you, Father, would we partner with you this fall? Well, I pray for our spirit to be one of listening to you, as well as just vibrancy as we walk closely with you. May we have eyes that are grateful and thankful when we look around and see what you're doing. We'll be quick to give you praise and worship for the ways you're at work in our campus. Thanks to Joel and the other staff who have supported us and kind of put a structure in place that we could rest this summer. And I pray, would you just be fruitful with our work this fall? Pray for service this morning. I pray, Father, that you would be alive and among us. I pray folks would encounter you in real ways and would leave with a greater understanding of who you are. Pray all this in your name, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, everybody. Really appreciate having you this morning. Thanks for your time. And I hope you have a fantastic rest of the morning. Take care, everybody.